There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Yes, here we go. Follow the Money on a Monday. Pauly and Matt Humans, Mitch out today. Back tomorrow. Loaded show coming up. Frank Nobilo on the U.S. Open and preview the Open Championship less than a month away. William Hill on the Yankees. Greg Wyshynski on Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. And Tim Doyle tackle NBA Draft, which gets underway on Thursday. Yankees in action tonight. A lot going on in the world of sports. Could the suspension be coming soon for Watson? How you doing, friend?
Hey, good to see you again, buddy.
All right, good.
Great lineup today for a Monday show.
It is. It is a good lineup, and it was a great golf tournament over the weekend, especially Saturday. Saturday was everything you wanted with the weather, the wind, and they looked like an amateur out there, all the double bogeys, and then they got a little bit of help in a break that you had the rain on Saturday night. It made it a little bit easier on Sunday, but I was thinking it could be mass chaos going into Sunday. What could happen because the course was so difficult on Saturday.
But that's the type of golf I like to watch, and I think you do too. We don't want to watch – we always laugh about the John Deere Classic when the winner is 25 under par. You don't want to see that in a major. You want to see guys struggle where sometimes par is a good score. And this major at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, really challenged these players all 4 days, especially when the wind was blowing. It was a little bit colder on the weekend. And you saw some players really implode at different times. Unfortunately, when the dust settled, Will Zalatoris tied for second again. The third time
Can you believe
in
it?
5 months I've finished second with this guy. And I'm not alone. I know a lot of people betting Willie Z. And it's frustrating. He had a two-stroke lead in the back nine yesterday.
Yep.
He battled back, Paul. He bogeyed two of the first five holes. It looked like he played his way out of it. He came all the way back to take a two-stroke lead. And then let it get away, and Matt Fitzpatrick wins.
They mention it on the broadcast in between all the commercials. They fit some golf in. But they mentioned the right rough tendencies. He was ranked 203.
Yeah.
So that was the problem when he had for much of the weekend, but also when he had the lead, he would just right with the tee shot. Yeah. And that got him in trouble. But I thought he made it. I thought we were going to a playoff. I thought he made the putt on 18. Well, all the drama again.
How about the putt on 17?
Yes.
Yeah, he had an uphill putt on 17. You have to be aggressive with uphill putts. You can't leave them short. And to me, that's where he made the bigger mistake. because he left the uphill putt short by 2 inches. You cannot leave that putt short. He had the right line. It was just 2 inches short. And then on 18, you know, that's a tough putt to hit. That thing can easily slide right by the cup. He said 6 feet out, he thought it was in. And that's how tricky those things can be. But you talked about his tendency to drive right. I thought on the 15th hole, he got screwed a little bit in terms of bad luck. So Fitzpatrick hit his drive way right on the 15th.
Yes,
you recall this?
Yes.
But he got a better
look. He made the putt. This is when Fitzpatrick nailed the putt on 15.
On 15, Fitzpatrick hit his drive way right.
Yes.
But he got a better lie because he hit it all the way into the spectators where the grass was trampled down.
Mm-hmm.
Zalatoris actually just hit his drive barely right, but it bounced into the high rough. What happens? Fitz birdies, Willie Z bogeys, and that's a big turnaround right there. So a lot of times just a little bit of bad luck, a bad roll here or there can determine a golf tournament. But I thought the 15th hole and then the 17th where Willie Z left that uphill putt short, which you cannot do, those two things really determine that. And we got to give Fitzpatrick credit, too.
The second shot on 18?
The fairway bunker shot.
Oh,
yeah, the second shot on 18 was a phenomenal shot.
Yes.
And, you know, you can also say he won the tournament with that shot.
Yep, absolutely. There was also a couple times, including early Saturday, where I thought Scheffler was going to win this and run away and hide. Because Saturday, I mean, he was 5 over on 11 through 14. When you look at, so this guy is 6 under. On Saturday, has the eagle, and then he gets down to 1 under. And you think, okay, well, that's it for him. Then he storms all the way back and has the lead on Sunday. But it wasn't just Scheffler, but you also saw how tricky 8 was. If you couldn't get it up that hill, 8 and 12 would have made what these guys look amateurish out there. But again, there were several times where you thought this damn Scheffler was going to do it again. And especially it was Sunday for me. And Fitzpatrick gets it done first.
And don't forget about this. At the end of Saturday, John Rahm, who was last year's U.S. Open winner at Torrey Pines, had the lead. He double bogeyed the last hole.
Right.
Look at this leaderboard that we finish up with at the U.S. Open. Matt Fitzpatrick, Scottie Scheffler, Will Zalatoris, Hideki Matsuyama, Colin Morikawa, Rory McIlroy. You got some of the biggest names in golf up there, the top 6 guys on that board yesterday. Props to Jeff Sherman, who listens to this show almost every day.
Uh-huh.
The Westgate Superbook golf odds maker had Matt Fitzpatrick at 40-1. It's a good score for him. Wes Reynolds of VSiN also had Matt Fitzpatrick. Wes and I both came up short with Willie Z, however, at 25-1.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's
how about Willie Z now?
Oh, boy.
In 9 major starts, Paul, he's got 6 top 10 finishes, including 3 second place finish.
Oh, it'll happen. He'll get there. Yeah, but it was, you know, I'll tell you another one.
You have to keep betting him, right?
Yeah. I'll give you another one. That Rory could have won that damn thing if he could have made a putt yesterday.
No doubt about
it. How many opportunities did he blow with it? He couldn't make a damn putt. So what do we do with Rory, who is now 0 for his last 29 in majors since his win in 2014?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, he tied for 5th this week. He was 2nd at the Masters. You know, he's been close.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going to break through and win one. I don't know if it's going to be the British Open next month. But the thing about Rory, he has such an advantage with the driver. He bombs it off the tee. But his wedge game is a little weak. And as you noted, his putter goes cold sometimes.
Yep.
So he's going to have that week where all 4 days, it comes together for him. I thought this might be the week for Rory. But like you said, he just barely missed. Too many putts, and his short game was not good enough.
How crazy is that? That Fitzpatrick wins the Amateur Open.
Yeah,
on the same course, right? Only other guy to do that was Nicklaus, that did that as well. But he goes U.S. Amateur and the U.S. Open on the same course.
By the way, Scottie Scheffler played in that same U.S. Amateur at the Country Club in Massachusetts.
Small world.
That right. Fitzpatrick won in 2013.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeff Seeley also had the winner. Great job, Jeff. But let me throw
it. He did. Brooks Koepka didn't win.
He does have a blind spot for Brooks, and he added some more. He added some more Koepka in play. And Koepka was a disaster again. What do we do with Koepka? And what do we do with Schauffele? We have to talk Mitch off the ledge, too. Okay.
I saw Mitch Moss's tweet.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Koepka. I think he's a favorite to go to the Saudi Tour.
I agree.
And that could happen this week.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some golf news coming up this week on some of these guys who might defect from the PGA Tour. What do you do with Xander Schauffele? He was 7 over at one point yesterday. He completely blew up on Saturday. He had finished in the previous five U.S. Opens no worse than 7th. Is he turning into the next Ricky Fowler?
Oh, God. God, that was one of my favorite lines.
Remember Butch Fowler Harmon finished in the top five of every major in a calendar year?
And then Butch Harmon got in his face, you want to be a golfer or a Kardashian?
Right.
Oh, it was a great line. you want to go that far? Oh, God, I hope that's
not the case.
Well, he's
not there yet.
I mean, you could put pencil him in every major for a top five finish during that stretch that he had.
That's true.
Jeff Seeley bet that prop a couple years ago. Would he go over, was it 6, 7.5 majors? Still, he had until 2040.
Are you talking about Koepka?
Koepka.
Yeah, okay.
Right, Koepka. I mean, if you're going to say he's getting into Fowler territory, oh, my God.
Well, I think Shoffley's getting into Fowler territory.
Oh,
Shoffley.
Okay.
Koepka, he's not there yet. Koepka said something over the weekend that people hate confidence. You see that? People hate confidence, and that's why they don't like me. I don't think people hate confidence. They hate arrogance, especially when you don't back it up.
That's right.
If you're going to back it up and win some majors, that's good. It's been a while since Koepka won a big tournament, too.
Only 4 of the 15 LIV golfers made the cut.
Yeah.
Phil was a disaster. Oh, Phil was minus $3 to miss the cut, and he was, what, 11 over? I mean, it was a fiasco out there for Phil. You had some other good stories, too, with some top fives, some top tens. Adam Scott was 4-1 to finish in the top 20, and Keegan Bradley gave it a go as well. Mm-hmm. Now, we're less than a month away from the British Open. Any thoughts on Rory's the favorite at most spots? Do you have any thoughts on the
You know, I looked at it last night. I'm not sure Rory's short game is good enough for him to win at St. Andrews. And you're going to bet him at 12-1 odds? Probably not. I thought this was a course where he had the best shot.
Yeah.
Will Zalatoris is still going to be a popular play because his iron play is elite. Strokes gained, approach to the green, he's number one on tour.
Yep.
And that's going to be important when we're handicapping St. Andrews.
Sure.
But, Paul, how many times can a player bounce back? How many times can you be resilient when you keep finishing second?
It seems to be in good spirits, though.
He is. He's 25 years old.
Yeah, he says it hurts, but...
he's going to bounce back, but is he going to bounce back? And here, I think Jeff Davis at Circus should put up this prop. Mm-hmm. Will Zalatoris finish second in the British Open?
<That's>
So let's just put up the option to bet Willie Z to finish exactly in second place. Yep.
I'll give you another one, too. Is our dear friend, may he rest in peace, Brian Blessing. He was always like, get in there, post the number, and you never know. I thought Matsuyama was going to do that. Mm-hmm. If Matsuyama could have got the 4-under, these other guys could have vomited on themselves. That was in play. But then he couldn't get there, couldn't get the 4 or 5 under. First hour of Follow the Money presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. A great house special today with a Lightning score in the first 10 minutes. Yes, is plus 165. We can all agree the worst part of the weekend and the golf tournament was this. Everyone agrees on this. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on Follow the Money, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays. Every game this baseball season, you can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, you can add a little extra spice to your game with same-game parlays at Bet Rivers. Go to the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlays today. Unmitigated disaster with the coverage. Oh, my God. How, the audacity and the balls to go a four-minute, five-minute block of commercials. Then you come back and NBC goes through the playing through thing, which is a horrible idea because you have the volume up on the, as you're trying to watch golf, you got the volume up and it's loud with the ad on the side. And then you're not going to watch the ad because you're trying to focus on the golf with the split screen. But the commercials were out of control. Not just Sunday, but the all 4 days of it. So, and then Laying Up, No Laying Up, which is a popular podcast, is like, this is ridiculous. It's out of control. And then Mike Wann, the USG CEO, tweets, I'm on it. We have the best sports production team in the world here with our partner, NBC. And if the amount of interruptions are problematic, we'll work with our partner to do better. Yeah, okay. Well, guess who has the Open Championship coverage again? That's NBC again. I mean, it was out of control what they were doing. It was obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Way too much to sit there and go 4 or 5 minute blocks, and then you come back playing through. 5 minute block of commercials. Coming back, playing through. Come on. Show some golf.
There's no doubt there's way too many commercials, but if you're NBC, what are you going to do?
Well, the plane thing.
The object is to make as much money as possible. You can use a broadcast.
Yeah, but other majors have this, and you don't see it.
I think CBS has a ton of commercials too, and they don't show enough golf. I felt that way about CBS for a long time. Now, I like the CBS golf coverage in general, but I would like to see more golf and fewer commercials.
Thoughts on the coverage, email and tweet.
Yeah.
FTM@VSiN.com, FTM@VSiN.com, or you can tweet at us as well at VSiN Live.
There was one point yesterday, Paulie, where Will Zalatoris, I think it was maybe the fourth hole, hit an approach shot about, I want to say about 10 feet away. And I said, okay, if he can make this birdie putt, he can start to rally and get back in this thing. They never showed the putt. The next time you saw Will Zalatoris, he was on the fairway on the next hole.
Hello.
He missed the putt.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. How about yesterday? When they're showing the tournament, and they always kept the top eight on a leaderboard in the bottom right of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they show Scheffler, 5 under. We have a new leader, Dan Hicks. Yeah, Scheffler just made a putt. We'll show it to you when we can. Well, what are you doing? What the F?
We'll show it to you, and we'll get to it. Don't worry about it.
Masters just took the lead. We'll show it to you. Tape delayed.
They update it. Oh, by the way, Scheffler just made birdie. He's now your leader at 5 under. Eh, okay, yeah, Scheffler made the putt. We'll fit it in, he says.
Well,
Dan Hicks. Oh, my God.
You don't like Dan Hicks?
No, it's just about that. Dan Hicks is fine. Good for him. He married Anna Storm.
That's right.
But the coverage, come on. How can you not show it live? What are you doing? Then you just put it up on the screen, which leads to another point about the leaderboard. And CBS never does this. They would always show the top eight, but you couldn't see the rest of the field for all 4 days.
Right.
Maybe once an hour. No hyperbole. Maybe once an hour they would show you, oh boy, there's actually other people competing out here and trying to win, that they would show you the other people in the tournament.
Right.
It's like, where's Koepka? Where's DeChambeau? Where are these other guys? What? God forbid they help out the better who has matchups or somebody else. Like I had Adam Hadwin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they stopped showing him after he blew up for a while. You can't find a damn score on anybody else if you weren't in the top eight.
You had Hadwin in a matchup?
I had Hadwin to win and Hadwin in a matchup.
Oh, man, Hadwin finished birdie yesterday. Did that win the matchup for you?
Overall, no.
Oh, okay.
But that would have been then. Okay. But there was, the other thing you look, it's like you can't get a damn score out of anybody.
No, you're right about that. I don't know why they don't show the second page of the leaderboard or show notable names.
Right, notable.
You never see scores. I have to go to my phone constantly. I had a matchup working yesterday on Shoffley against Spieth.
Okay.
I probably checked my phone 20 times.
Yeah, to check your phone.
To get score updates for those two guys because they never showed them on any scoreboard any coverage whatsoever.
And once we got to probably hole 7, they just focused in on 4 golfers.
Yeah,
that was the other thing. Well, they got away from the other guys. Here's
another thing. It's 2022. Add some sort of betting element to the broadcast.
You have to. Good point.
You watched that for 4 days. Did you see any sort of adjusted odds or anything offered on the broadcast for betting purposes? I didn't see anything at all.
You have to do that.
You have to do it in 2022.
Put the odds up going into the final round.
Yeah.
Put the live in play. That was awesome to bet in play.
What do you think? 70% of people watching that tournament were watching it because they had bets on it.
Good call.
Right?
Goes back to Saturday. 8 different guys had the lead on Saturday.
Right.
I mean, that was a phenomenal tournament to bet in play. Not only Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But also Saturday with all the different guys. And a good point with Rahm again, what happened on 18 on Saturday. That's another good point. Oh, they blew it. So bad. And people were furious and livid. I was just outraged by all the stupid commercials and then the audacity to go, here comes playing through again after we just showed you 5 minutes of commercials. Oh, but nothing for the bettors. Not pointing out any in-play odds or what the odds were, period, what was going on. So Fitzcash is 30, 40-1, sure. Depends where you shop.
There's one other thing we need to talk about.
But the Scheffler thing, too, God.
On Thursday and Friday, if you wanted to follow the coverage, you had to flip the channel 4 times.
That's right. That's another good point. You had to go Peacock to start, then USA, then NBC, back to USA, and then they gave you the middle finger for the final hour, right. And you had to go back to Peacock.
Back to Peacock. What? I don't even have...
That is a homework assignment.
Do you have Peacock?
Got that.
Set
yes,
up
I
in
do.
Your two?
Well, you know what? Okay. Yes. I got it because they had with golf, when the pandemic came back, they were always showing
the
golf.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but
that's
I also
right.
have it for the Premier League coverage, for the soccer.
I never set it up on my TV at home. And last year, there was a Notre Dame football game on Peacock.
Yeah.
And I can't watch it. I mean, do I have to set it up? Is this the future of sports TV? Do you have to have all these different... streaming services set up on your TV? What do you pay for Peacock?
I think it's 5 a month, yeah. It's not bad.
Not bad.
It's reasonable, yes. But the Premier League package is...
This is a U.S. Open, okay? This is a U.S. Open. You got to change the channel 5 times during a day to follow the coverage?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, well, at least we got to see the majority of the shots. That's a good thing. Yeah. We saw the tournament, but that was... Right. I graduated a long time ago. Cut it out with the homework assignments. I mean, that was fun. Peacock, USA, NBC... Yeah. USA Peacock. Did you see Grayson Murray?
By the way, if you're staying in a hotel or if you're in Vegas at a casino, you don't get most of those channels. I don't think many casino hotels in Vegas have USA Network, do they?
In the room?
Yeah, in the room.
Oh, I doubt it. Probably a $4 dog.
Couldn't even watch it.
Yep, right. The other one, Grayson Murray, was out there losing his mind. That was like a regular guy on a Saturday. hitting it all over the place. But what he did, he takes, like Sunday, he breaks his club, pulls the Bo Jackson, snaps it over his leg. And that's one thing. But as several people tweet, he's going to run out of clubs. Because earlier, he missed a putt. And like an axe throwing competition, he grabs his putter and he just fires it over his head, off to the side, under the hill. And he just lost his mind. But that's also refreshing about this game, drives me crazy. And the guy's breaking clubs and throwing putters, what he was doing.
Yeah.
Lunatic.
Know, I did stuff like that in a couple of high school golf tournaments.
Really?
Oh yeah. Club throwing, club snapping, no question about it. But that's high school. I don't know if you should do that in the U.S. Open, yeah. But that's all right. I'm not gonna be a hypocrite and criticize him for that.
I'll ask Frank about this coming up in a half an hour.
I want to find out who Frank likes in the British Open, too.
Yep. Yeah. I want his thoughts on that, too, and your thoughts. But, again, the USGA CEO, Juan, was asked about what happened with LIV, and he was asked, could we see a situation where the LIV players won't play in the U.S. Open? And he said yes. So maybe stay tuned for this and see what happens with how this is going to play out.
Well, Greg Norman said the LIV is going to apply for points.
Yeah, I saw that, yep.
Yeah, which you need to qualify for the majors. I'm not sure if LIV should be afforded that right. Their tour right now is so weak.
Absolutely.
That I'm not sure it should qualify. But if more guys start to leave the PGA Tour, like you said, I wouldn't be surprised if we find out this week that Brooks Koepka is leaving. Really, right now, what you're going to have, even with Koepka, like the seven or eight biggest clowns on the PGA Tour are the first ones in line to take the money from the Saudis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think he's a huge favorite to leave as well. Yep. Up next, in the span of a week, how about a 350 favorite to minus 1,100? I'll fill you in and tell you what that is coming up next on VSiN Follow the Money. Pauly Howard, Matt Youmans, Mitch out, back tomorrow. The Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Summer Specials here, only $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, you'll get the daily best bets, Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, preseason coverage, less than 2 months away from the Hall of Fame game, another golf major, USFL, the full VSiN experience. Get every edition of Point Spread weekly, the live video stream, whenever you want it. $19 through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Well, that escalated quickly. The Yankees are now 1,100 to win the AL East after they take 2 out of 3 in Toronto and lost yesterday and blew a 5-run lead. Mm-hmm. But they are second in runs, first in slugging, first in ERA, first in batting average against, first in home runs. They entertain, they take on Tampa tonight after they just swept them at home. 6 of the 7, by the way, head-to-head have gone under. But this is a 16-2 run. Yesterday they lost for the first time since June 8th. It is an 11-game lead. 29-7 at home, where they've won 14 in a row at home. 11 shutouts. They also, over the weekend, handed Manoa his first loss at home in his career.
Yep.
In 16 starts. My God. I mean, I can't believe they lost yesterday, blowing the 5-run lead and getting beat 10-9. And then you throw Cole again. But the updated win total at William Hill is now 104.5. It's staggering what this team has been able to do in the start they're off to. Nuts.
Well, I will admit, when the Yankees had a win total post of 91.5 before the season, I thought that was a little bit high. I know a lot of other baseball guys who thought the Yankees would go under that number too. So this is a big surprise to a lot of people. They're, like you said, 29-7 at home. Right now, 32 games over 500, and that's after blowing the big lead yesterday. I actually saw the Yankees up big in that game, 8-3, and just assumed they were going to win.
Right.
Their top two bullpen guys were unavailable yesterday, and that had a lot to do with why the Yankees blew the lead and lost that game. But they still have, at this point, a run differential of plus 143.
Now how about that?
Which is the largest in baseball by a large margin, by about 30 runs. Dodgers are number two, and Dodgers have had their problems.
Well, we discussed this last week. I mean, going back when that homestand started, they were only $3 to win the division. Then they swept the Angels, Detroit, went to Minnesota, took two out of three, and swept the Cubs back at home. But then we said, well, what if they do well in this tough stretch they have coming up? What's the price going to be then? So they swept Tampa at home and then took two out of three against Toronto. And then the price has just taken off here for them to win the AL East. And they have Tampa for three. Then it's Houston at home, A's, and then they go to Houston. And there's bad blood there between those organizations. But this starting pitching is ridiculous. What you have, Nasty, Nestor, Cole's had a good year. The bullpen, as you mentioned, Holmes hasn't allowed a run. To me, he has to be the closer.
Mm-hmm.
We're on that coming up with Will Hill. But this record is ungodly, what they're doing. And you're right. I bet under 92.5 with the win total before the season. Yeah. I mean, the pitching's fantastic, what they're doing with the bullpen.
Well, I think
and there's so many tough outs in that lineup.
Nestor Cortez is the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
I actually had no idea he was going to be as good as he is has been this season. The lineup's still got some hole. I think there's still a couple soft spots in that lineup. Now, Joey Gallo started to hit a little bit more. And Kiner Falefa is not a power guy. I don't think he's got a home run yet this season.
Well, what if they get Donaldson
Gary Sanchez, going? You don't have the same power from the catcher position.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
What if they get Donaldson going?
And Donaldson That's got right. going yesterday.
Yeah.
Hit a home run yesterday. I wonder if the Yankees' bullpen is going to be an issue. Right now, I think it's one of the better bullpens in baseball, but you're maybe an injury or two away from that not being the case, and the Yankees are not as strong in the bullpen as they have been or as they were in the first couple months. And by the way, Aroldis Chapman, don't even put him in the conversation for being the closer.
I agree.
Because he's done. If you bet on the Yankees and Chapman comes in the game late, you're like, oh, no. Here we go again. This guy just walked the bases loaded, and it's going to be living on the edge. I think the Yankees probably deserve to be that big of favorites right now, but still, we're talking about middle of June and a long baseball season. It wouldn't surprise me if at some point they start to come back to the pack or the Blue Jays get hot and close the gap.
Donaldson, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton. I mean, there's so many tough guys in that lineup. But that's the other thing about, you know, the Blue Jays have had a so-so season, too.
A little bit disappointing, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And now Tampa hosts the Yankees tonight. Cole is a $1.30 road favorite. What a matchup. Going against McClanahan. And they beat McClanahan last week. That was the vicious beat under first five when he gave up the three-run shot. With two outs, I would be concerned the fact that the Rays have not played well lately and they're back home after a 9-game road trip, which is a Malinsky special. And as I just pointed out, of the 7 head-to-head meetings this year, 6 have gone under
mm-hmm.
between these teams. But it's all, you know, you got to go, it's funky. American League game, you got to go under 6.5. What do you think tonight?
Well, I like the Rays a little bit tonight, about a plus 120. Shane McClanahan has been a lights-out starting pitcher. He doesn't get much media hype. 78 innings this season. He's got 105 strikeouts. That's 12.1 per nine. And last week when he faced, it was last Wednesday when he faced the Yankees in New York, he allowed 3 hits in 6 innings, but only one of those 4 runs was earned when he struck out 7. So it's not like he pitched poorly or the Yankees beat him up. I think under might be a way to look in this game, but I'm going to look at the underdog. I think I'm probably take the plus 118, 120 out there with Tampa Bay tonight.
Okay. You mentioned the Dodgers earlier. They lost 2 out of 3 at home to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland is a game out of first place. What a story. We talked about that.
Sure.
Hey, we talked about Friday. Cleveland, I mean, come on. Kershaw's 280? How long is he going to pitch? I think he only went 4 innings in that game, 5 innings. And Plesac got the win, and they won 2-1. But what do you think with the Dodgers, that you have this You have Gonsolin and Anderson, who are combined, what, 16-0?
Yeah.
And kind of a bit disappointment that they're only 15 games over 500, and now Mookie's hurt. Are you concerned about the Dodgers?
I think you have to be concerned about that. I watch almost all the Dodgers games. There were a couple over the weekend I did not get to see, Paul, because they were on Apple TV, and I don't have that.
Okay. Another tough beat for you with the streaming? Yeah. Okay.
I pay for the expanded sports package with the Dodgers network on it, okay. And I can't watch the Dodgers game because they put it on Apple TV.
Okay.
And I don't have that either. The Dodgers, I think, are a big disappointment right now. But you can also look at a lot of injuries and just they got some dead wood in the lineup. Max Muncy has not been hitting. Freddie Freeman hit his sixth home run yesterday. Think about that. We're getting close to the All-Star break, and Freddie Freeman's only got six homers.
Yep.
But if you look up and down the lineup, Cody Bellinger, they got a lot of guys who just are not hitting up to expectations.
Well, some people said he's the best lineup of all time. I mean, is he?
Who said that?
Buster, I think it was Buster only. Someone said it.
Give me a break.
To say you're only 15 games over 500 and a disappointment, I still think that's fair. They've lost. They're 1-5 against the Pirates this year.
Dave Roberts guaranteed the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. Yeah. They're a half game up on the Padres right now, and the Padres have played the first half of the season without Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yep.
How about the Dodgers? This is where I think the alarm was set off for a lot of people. When the Dodgers got swept at home by the Pirates at the end of May.
That's right.
So if you go back to May 30th.
Could not happen.
Oh, that should never happen. If you go back to May 30th, the Dodgers are 7-11 in their last 18 games. And now Mookie Betts is headed to the injured list.
You're hemorrhaging money there if you've been backing them. No doubt, because there are huge prices in these games. That's a good division.
But you're right.
Good division. And the Giants right there again. Got to respect that organization lost yesterday. How about that kid hitting three home runs for the Pirates? But they're nine games over. But, if you saw the injury, though, it doesn't look good for Machado with the ankle running down first base. That looked bad.
X-rays were negative. I think he's probably going to be out maybe a week. I think he's going to be
just
out.
Just a week?
3-4 days to a week.
That did not look good. That did not
look good. No, it did not look good, but they said all things considered, there was nothing more than a sprain. Nothing more than a sprain. So I think Machado probably misses a week, and he'll be back. By the way, Tony Gonsolin, the Dodgers, you were talking about Nestor Cortez for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
How about Gonsolin? 8-0 with a 1.42 ERA. Is he your all-star starter in the National League? He's been the Dodgers' best pitcher, no doubt.
Yes.
Has he been the best pitcher in the league? In the National League?
Yeah. Who's better?
Joe Musgrove of the Padres?
He's
Musgrove's competent. I mean, but they're Max Scherzer's
what's
not
his ERA?
Guy. Huh?
Yeah. No, not Scherzer.
Scherzer's
he had a couple rough starts before he got
not in the picture. So is it a Joe Musgrove? Is it Tony Gonsolin? Think about that. Those are probably the best two pitchers in the National League right now.
Yeah, he's 8-0, and they've only lost one of his starts. Yeah, Musgrove's had a hell of a year, too. Yeah, tough call. Win-lose up next. An unbelievable dog video, and a 150-1 shot came in. Tell you what that was on VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Some Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
What a performance by the Avalanche on Saturday. How about the fans chanting, "We want the cup" in the first period of game two? Easy, big fella. The exact score at Bet Rivers. 7-0 Colorado, 150-1. Colorado to win by a shutout, plus 950. Exact score at the end of the first period, 3-0 Colorado. That was 22-1.
Wow.
Goal in the first five cashed again, plus 170. Nichushkin to score the first goal, 15-1. All that came in on Saturday night. And we'll talk to Greg Wyshynski in an hour about can Tampa get a game here and make this thing interesting with Game 3 coming up. Top 10 U.S. Open. McIlroy plus 125. Scheffler plus 170. Zalatoris plus 250. Matsuyama plus 345. He came out of nowhere. And he had a shot. If he could have had a birdie on 17 there and made it interesting, he gets in 4 or 5 under. You never know.
Yeah, a lot of times on Sunday of a major, you will have a player who comes out of nowhere and threatens, and that was Hideki Matsuyama yesterday.
To finish top 20, Adam Scott plus 390, Keegan Bradley plus 265. To miss the cut, Cam Smith plus 220. What happened to him on Friday?
Boy.
Holy cow.
He's kind of, you know, golfers go hot, through hot and cold cycles. Uh-huh. Cameron Smith's been cold for the last couple months.
Hovland plus 215, Connors plus 210, Horschel plus 175. Varner, plus 185. Pereira, plus 175. And Mickelson was minus $3 to miss the cut. That was ugly performance by Phil. Saturday, the White Sox, plus 220. Routed the Astros. Verlander had nothing. Yep. And that opens the door for Nestor and others, and definitely McClanahan for the Cy Young in the American League. Oh, he was roughed up. Friday, the Guardians, plus 235, beat the Dodgers. 2-1. UFC. I believe it was a record. Give me a thumbs up, Dan. I think it was a record for most knockouts in the UFC. Yep. Stoppages. Ramos to win by KO, TKO, 8-1. To win in round one, 5-1. Emmett by decision, plus 450 in the main event. Wells by knockout, TKO, 4-1. To win in round one, plus 580. Silva by decision, 4-1. Holland by submission, 6-1. To win in round two, 6-1. Oz to win in round two, plus 550. Dalidze by knockout, TKO, 10-1. To win in round one, 10-1. Tied the record for most knockouts. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos, be part of the show, see the live stream. Actor James Woods, who also is a poker player, and he was in the World Series of Poker, when he gets knocked out of an event, he likes to cool off by playing video poker in a high limit. Well, good thing for him. He gets knocked out and goes playing $25 a push and gets dealt four deuces with the kicker, the ace. That is $10,000. I've never seen that before. Not dealt like that.
Look at how it gets. I've been dealt four deuces before. He gets the ace on that deuces plus the ace game with the kicker, and you see what it pays, and that's $10,000. That is sexy. Woohoo!
You've never seen that. All the hours, hours you played, you've never seen that.
Not with the kicker like that. No way. No way. Our buddy Fitz. I used to host Monday Night Football.
I remember Fitz. What happened to Fitz?
He's still hanging around, gallivanting, chopping for numbers, doing it. He came out one time and got that. I don't think it was Delt, though. He got the same thing. I used to host Monday Night Football in Pahrump.
Okay.
He came out one time, one of the most dangerous places to drive that highway.
Yeah.
And if you get like a flat tire, you don't get cell phone reception. You're on your own, my friend.
That's true.
And it is a rough. This is a great dog video. Again, they're so smart. Look at how the dog sets a pick and refuses to let the kid get close to the pool. About, no, that's danger zone. I know. And blocking the baby from walking around goes, no, you're not getting near the pool in case you fall in and something happens. Follows her up to the door and then follows her back and sets a pick. Say, you are not getting close to that pool.
That's great defense being played by the dog right there.
Absolutely. And how about some cubs, right? Not a care in the world. We've got some cubs trying to get on the hammock here. All right. Mama Bear checking it out, but they come out here. This comes coming down. And it's coming. You can see it coming right now. Get a little help here. No, and then they go. They all fall down. I had to jump on the hammock and have some fun. And that's not going to work out.
Kind of look like the Chicago Cubs trying to play baseball.
Right, top story. How about that, though? They take 2 out of 3 from the Braves. Can you believe Friday?
No, I can't.
Morton throws a gem and they get shut out.
They got shut out.
God.
1-0.
Yep.
That stopped, I think, a 14-game win streak for the Braves.
That's right.
An 11-game losing streak for the Cubs, right?
Lose some. They're doing this at the College World Series. The Jell-O shots. The Jell-O shot challenge.
Stanford's in last.
You're doing that? That's not a surprise. Who's first?
Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas first.
No,
Ole Miss second. And I think Stanford in last, right?
Oh, my God.
Not even close.
Oh, man. They updated that with the College World Series Jell-O Shot Challenge. And this is this from the guy who was in the...
Have you ever been around Arkansas Razorback fans?
Is it always Pig Suey?
Oh, man.
Nonstop Pig Suey?
Insane.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at this couple. They went to a baseball game and brought a Ziploc bag filled with their own spaghetti and meat. Look at that, with the fork in there. I can't believe they were allowed to bring that in, but they travel like that. About, okay, you get this Ziploc bag full. It's like my ex's mom. Hey, Colin, how are you? She would go to the, mind. She just won $10 million, $12 million. She would sneak in Ziploc bags in the buffet in her purse and stash cookies and breakfast and stuff in there for me. You get caught. This will be front page of the paper. Look at this. They got the spaghetti and meatballs in there with the fork sticking out. Incredible. And sad news. Yesterday was the 9-year anniversary. We lost Gandolfini. James Gandolfini passed away as well. Tony Soprano, excellent actor.
Are you serious?
He passed away.
It's
been 9 years. Yeah. Yes, yesterday. Yeah? Where does time go?
That doesn't seem like 9 years ago. It seems like a few years ago.
Some bad beats. Oh, mama. A moose Friday at Fenway. Did you see that moose running around?
Yes.
The Red Sox on the run line, which is plus 150. And the under was 10.5. The total was 10.5. But under and the Red Sox on the run line. It's 6-1 in the ninth inning against St. Louis. 2 outs, nobody on. Can you believe you lost that?
That's crazy.
You lost both of them. It went double, triple, hit by pitch, double, double. Then they had to hang on for dear life. Goldschmidt was up with the tying run on, and they struck him out. 6-1, 2 outs, nobody on. Total's 10.5.
Wow.
6-5 final.
If you bet that, you're in complete disbelief.
Yep. The guy sent it in to me. Guy sent in the tweet from the Follow the Money Army. He had Red Sox run line and the under. I mean, he loses both of them. And yesterday, the Mets Marlins total was 6.5. Sandy going against Bassett. It was 1-0 in the seventh in a 6-2 final. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Win some for you. You went to Freddy's? I still haven't been there. I have to go.
Freddy's?
You got RC? I didn't know that. You got RC Cola? You can get that?
No, come on. Now, I told you this before the show. This is a Freddy's cup.
Oh, but with RC
Cola. Yeah, I put RC Cola in it. Oh, I was walking out of Walmart, and they have one of those vending machines, and it had RC Cola in it. I was like, I haven't seen that stuff in 30 years.
That is hard to find.
Yeah. So I,
The vending machine had it. Okay.
Yeah, it was $1 for a can, so that's why I put it in it. So the fast, a lot of people ask, when's the fast food top 50 going to be out?
Right. When is it? What do you got?
I think middle of July, around the baseball all-star break. I told you it was going to be a new number one this year.
Who was one last year? Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A the last couple
years. We have
a
new number one. I think I know what it is.
Yeah?
I think it's going to be Shake Shack.
I'll tell you who's in the running. Shake Shack's
got to be in the running.
In the hunt.
Okay.
Freddy's.
All right.
Portillo's.
Sure.
And a couple others. But it's not going to be a chicken-only joint this time. You have to offer burgers if you're going to be the number one fast food joint. You know, I struggled with that decision the last couple of years.
Oh, because, of course. It's got to be tough.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A is by far the most efficient fast food place. The quality of food's top-notch every time you go there. Very efficient, consistent. But I think it's time for a combo chicken burger joint to take over the top spot because we have so many good candidates. You love Shake Shack, right?
Oh, the burgers. But everything
outstanding.
On the menu. The nuggets, the shakes. Hey, can you ever find an A&W? Are those out? Are those done? I used to love A&W.
A&W was a good spot.
Great onion rings and root beer. I think they're gone now.
I don't think there's any in Nevada.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
A&W with KFC. Well, okay. I don't know.
Now I think it's Long John Silver's and KFC.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, A&W was so good. Can't find them anymore. Damn. Back to golf. Frank Nobolo coming up from CBS Sports to recap what happened with Fitzpatrick in the U.S. Open and a couple of his picks. Who does he like in the Open Championship less than a month away? Straight ahead on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook. Must be 21 town sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.